producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you blindly ignorant Americans that are falling for what's going on in this country, if so be that the case. If it is not, I'm glad to hear it. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And by the way, I didn't forget all of you good guys and girls out there. I do want to welcome you all to the Sons of Liberty. But folks, the things that are taking place in this country and globally, I have been forewarning for years concerning what's going on here. And I've done that prophetically by the Spirit of Christ. And as you can see, friends, what we were talking about last week, who's responsible? Has it been a foreign enemy that has actually been attacking America? And then I began to name off just the tip of the iceberg concerning the crimes of the American government towards the people that they are to represent, namely through this criminal administration all the way back to George Bush Sr. And we can even go back further than that if you'd like to, all the way back to World War II, even to World War I, but they've been working towards this for a long time. Now, what am I saying, folks? I'm saying there's a whole lot of weird stuff going on, and it's very telling as to what's going on, because what we have, folks, is we have national leaders that are actually justifying the crimes while the victims are condemning the crimes. And, folks, what shows you that they believe that they're elites. For example, German Chancellor calls for tolerance of Muslim migrants following Paris attacks. Folks, this is unthinkable stuff coming from world leaders, if you want to call them that. Again, that was the German Chancellor. She's calling for tolerance of Muslim migrants following Paris attack. For those that did not hear, Obama at the G20 said that he wants people to quit equating ISIS with Muslims. Well, folks, guess what? ISIS are Muslims. And said to... And even said to the American people that are shutting down the welcome of Syrian refugees, friends, by the way, which they're finding not to be the case, but nothing short of a invading force, and this is exactly what we're seeing across the globe right now, and we see government officials making way for those invading forces to create chaos so they can create a new world order. We're seeing that in France right now because the prime minister over there said that they wanted more police power. Interestingly enough, this is exactly how it works. They create the crime, and what do? They come in with the new order and the new control because the people are crying out for help. Well, that's exactly what they want. That's the response they want. But here we have Obama again saying that to Americans, to basically screen any of these Syrian refugees coming into America, he said that is shameful. I'm just going to continuously go over this until the American people actually open their eyes to as to what's going on here. and then we have none other than Hillary Clinton saying that I don't think we're at war with all Muslims. We're at war with jihadists. Well, what are jihadists? And by the way, friends, what are they trying to teach through Karen to public schools through the NEA in America today, friends? Exactly what they say that they're denying, folks. Again, you have world leaders and our representatives, folks, in this country justifying the crimes, defending them that are committing the crimes while the victims are condemning the crimes. Folks, did you hear what Bernie Sanders said just this last week? Folks, he's a very sick communist. He's a very sick-minded individual. He said that ISIS is a result of climate change. How long, America, are you going to put up with this stupidity? How long are you going to put up with the ignorance? How long are you going to put up with these reprobates, folks? How long are you going to continuously allow them to lead the narrative through their foolish, wicked hearts? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Yet they follow their wicked hearts. How long are you going to settle for this? How long are you going to put up with this, friends? Because what you're doing through your apathy and tolerance is you're allowing them to strengthen themselves against the people on a global scale. This is sick. This is over the top. And again, friends, this is so very telling as to what's going on. Speaking of which, let's go to back over to France really quick. Did you know that the anti-gun groups, because they're disarmed in France, how many people died over in France? And instead of the government coming in to arm the people in France to defend themselves concerning these victimized refugees coming into from foreign countries that are committing these jihadi crimes in the first place within their countries, isn't it interesting that they're not arming them? They are the ones that are responsible for disarming them. But you know what they said over there, these anti-gun groups in France? You know what they just said? We are united in mourning all the lives lost to, ready for this, gun violence. We are united in mourning all lives lost to gun violence. How many lives would have been saved had the people in France been armed? How many people do you suppose would have been saved, folks, in France had they been armed? But the government saw fit to disarm their people. Why? Because if you become sheep, you only encourage the wolves, don't you? And that's exactly what we're seeing, again, on a global scale. People need to put two and two together, folks, because it equals four. It doesn't equal whatever you want it to be. By the way, I also wanted to let you know that over here in America, Greensboro, North Carolina, this is actually up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Interestingly enough, because of what just took place over in France, they've been at work on this over in Greensboro, North Carolina for a while, but after the attacks in Paris, France. Guess what happened, friends? The sheepishly ignorant in North Carolina, they turned their handguns in at the request of the police because they don't want any more violence. You heard me right. They don't want any more violence. So instead of arming themselves to protect themselves against the violent, they disarm themselves to encourage those that are committing the acts of violence and gun violence. They act as if those that have guns illegally actually care if you need a permit or not. But again, friends, this is what America is tolerating. It's bleeding into America. Regardless of what took place, Barack Hussein Obama still wants to make sure that all these jihadis, these undocumented immigrants to come into America, not illegal immigrants, coming from Syria, say they, he still wants to keep bringing them over here. And I'm going to give you some stats as to what he's been doing since 2009 for those that did not know, because again, friends, keep in mind, when you're quietest, you're strongest, and that's exactly what they've been doing. Guess what they've been doing, friends? They've been bleeding Muslims into America, whether you know it or not, and of course, the number is minimized so they don't shock the American people. I'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, folks. I wanted to let you know in just a couple minutes here, we're going to be hitting this political author, Gerard. It's a foreign name, O. Coleman. Okay, that's his name, Gerard O. Coleman. He discusses the Paris attacks with RT International. I'm going to play that for you in just a couple minutes, and I want you to listen carefully to the specificity concerning what's going on over there in France, and I also want you to hear the things he says about ISIS, about the French government, and the American Western governments as to what's going on concerning the terror attacks in their country, because what he's doing over there, friends, is exposing the state-controlled narrative globally as we are over here as to who's responsible for what's going on. Again, friends, that's all you have to do is ask yourself the question concerning all these terroristic attacks going on globally, friends. Who is gaining from this and who is this working for? And again, keep in mind, friends, just today, Barack Hussein Obama defending the Muslims again, getting mad at reporters that are equating ISIS to Muslims and Islam, he said. And keep in mind, folks, that jihadis in ISIS, as we're told, are Muslims. So how do you make distinction between the two, moderates and or what, extremists? Folks, rest assured this is all aimed at the American people. It's aimed at Christian people. It's aimed at the constitutionalists. It's aimed at anybody that stands up for who we are as Americans, as well in other countries, folks, where they are standing up for the constitutions concerning their governments. And those are the enemies to what they're trying to perpetuate. They're the enemies of what they're trying to actually establish through a global order, friends, because they're giving power back over to the UN after every attack, and you need to see how they're consolidating the powers. Again, friends, I'm going to play that with you in, for you in just a moment here. Political author Gerard Coleman discusses the Paris attacks with RT International. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. Folks, did you know that since 2009, Obama has admitted into this country more than 250,000 Muslims each year? And you're worried about the 10,000 that are supposed to be landing in Orlando, or not in Orlando, friends, but New Orleans? Hey, folks, since 2009, Obama has admitted more than 250,000 Muslims each year via family unification sought by new Muslim citizens and government invites to Muslim fleeing wars in the chaotic Islamic heartland of the Middle East. In 2013, for example, Obama's government, listen to the way that this is written, friends. Obama's government, it is not Obama's government. It is our government because we are the government. And see, this is the facade that the American people have fallen for. This is the delusion that he can do whatever he wants to. He can tear down the Constitution. He can recreate it his own image at will. Folks, you have been lied to, and I'm curious to know who told you that? Who told you that Obama can go ahead and do what he wants to do? Or Bush can do what he wants to do? Or the Democrats can do what they want to do? Or the Republicans can do what they want to do? You have a constitutional republic, friends, where you're ruled by law, not by the new administration or the political party. This is ridiculous. But notice that under Obama, he's admitted 286 people from Muslim-majority countries where the notion of jihad against non-Muslims is a covenantal belief. This is what they believe that they're called to do. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, it doesn't matter. Religions, all religions are the problem. No, you're the problem for not taking a stand. You're the problem for having and allowing other gods to come in within the gate where God said if you allow that to happen in Judges chapter 5, verse 8, you're going to have war within the gates. Don't blame God for what you tolerate. Don't blame God when you're derelict of duty. Don't blame God when you go ahead and renounce your obligations before God and man. And then something goes wrong, and then you have the audacity to point your finger and say, it's all religions, it's all religions. Wait a second. God the Father sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and made himself a sacrifice for our sins to reconcile us back unto him. I don't see any other religion doing that, so why don't you put it into perspective before you're fooled out of your eternity, friends? This is ridiculous. Going to the state narrative, Washington Post acknowledged, they blurted the truth out in their confusion, U.S. authorities have charged 66 men and women around the country with alleged Islamic State activities. Men outnumber women in those cases by 5-1. The average age of the individual, some have been charged, others have been convicted, is 25 years old. One is a minor. The FBI says that in a handful of cases at his disrupted plot targeting U.S. military or law official or enforcement personnel. Folks, I got a question for you. Who's attacked our law enforcement officials and our military more than Barack Hussein Obama? Hey, folks, who has attacked our U.S. military and our law enforcement personnel more than Barack Hussein Obama has? Come on, I'm asking. 1-866-582-9933. Who's playing the race card? Who's using that to divide and conquer? Who's trying to create domestic insurrection? Who is defending those that are attacking the American ideals as well as not just America, but also globally? Who's defending them? The representatives are. Really, friends? I'm asking you again. Who has attacked the United States military or our law enforcement personnel more than this administration? I want to know. 1-866-582-9933. The Washington Post list includes some domestic converts, but the overwhelming majority of names on its list originate from Muslim countries. Since Obama's inauguration in 2009, he has established a policy, not law, folks. Law does not follow policy. Policy follows law, and his policies are null and void because they're unconstitutional and illegal. But he established a policy insisting that Islam does not encourage terrorism. Really? That's like saying Christians are not eating on the bread of life to do good works. He's insisting that Islam does not encourage terrorism. Yes, it does. Despite the widespread acknowledgement by many Muslims that jihad is a part of Orthodox Islam, Obama has repeatedly promised to aid Muslims worldwide. In his 2009 speech in Cairo, for example, he told his huge TV audience, including invited members of the Muslim Brotherhood, that I consider it part of my responsibility as the President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear. But that same principle must apply to Muslim perceptions of America. So let there be no doubt, said Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, Barry Satoro, Islam is a part of America. And I believe that America holds within her the truth that regardless of race, religion, or station in life, all of us share common aspirations to live in peace and security, to get an education and to work with dignity, to love our families, our communities, and our God. These things we share, this is the hope of all humanity. Wow. This is also the guy that said the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Wow. Slander? You mean expose? Isn't that what you mean? Expose. He doesn't want Islam exposed for who they are and what they mean to do. That's why they are ramming these Syrian, we're told, migrants down the throats of countries, regardless if they like it or not. And then these things take place, as we just found in Paris, and then people stand back and wonder why. And who could possibly be responsible for all of this? America, wake up. Seriously, wake up. That speech, by the way, in Cairo came just 2 weeks after Muslim Brotherhood leaders in Egypt and Libya failed to block protesters who climbed over the U.S. embassy wall in Cairo, or the jihadis who murdered four Americans in the diplomatic compound in Benghazi while they were gun-running America. Or since 2009, Obama has welcomed Muslim settlers, migrants, and immigrants, even though only about 10% are skilled enough to live without welfare. In other words, America, what you are complaining about, you are paying for. These people come into this country and they live off the backs of those that are working 7 days a week, like myself. Obama has also suggested he wants to import many thousands of Muslim Syrians whose own country has collapsed amid a Islamic civil war where Islamic fundamentalists fight other Islamic fundamentalists. This reminds me of the homosexuals. Folks, did you know that 50% of all the hate calls that come in from homosexuals, it's gay bashing, homosexuals beating up on homosexuals? Well, they serve the same father, right? So we should expect the same result. Isn't that how this works? Folks, I'm going to finish this up. I got a piece to play by a political author. Gerard Coleman discusses the Paris attacks with RT International in just a moment.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to get to this audio for you, because if I don't get it in real quick here, I only have 1 hour and I've got so much information I want to unload. But again, folks, you need to open your eyes as to what's going on in your country. It's just over the top. But again, what it comes down to is really simple. It's not difficult to understand. When you go to Deuteronomy 28 or Leviticus 26, I always bring those up for the very purpose that people might understand, as a child might understand, what's going on worldwide. Well, the Christian religion is under attack on a global scale. Why? Why is everything else accepted except the Christian religion? Because we understand in the book of Revelations, it tells us that the dragon was at war with the woman. She was at war with those that keep the commandments of the Lord and have the testimonies of the Lord. Okay? This is what this is all aimed at. And I also want people to understand that when you read in Deuteronomy 28 that there's actually 15 blessings and there's 55 curses, but America still feels, and I'm talking about the disobedient, they still feel that they're under the blessings of the Lord, when in fact, folks, they're under the judgments of God very clearly. As a matter of fact, it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 45, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till you be destroyed, because you didn't listen under the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. Folks, it's simple to understand. Then listen to what he said. He said in verse 48, he said, therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in lack of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. In verse 52, it tells us, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, where you did trust throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee, your enemy will, in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Folks, I can go on and on and on and show you the specifics of the things that are taking place in your country today, but it really comes to this. It's not difficult. Your sin, America, is finding you out. And God said, because you do not keep my commandments and bring forth judgment and justice, you have coming what you have coming. Now just think if the American people, all 318 million of them, stood up and said enough is enough and they enforced the laws against the crimes of these representatives that we have just in our country. Can you imagine the signal that would send to others, and namely those that want to commit crimes against the constitutional republic in which they swore to uphold, in which they mean and are tearing down? Folks, it comes to this. You're allowing this to happen. And I'm not talking to the doers of the word. I'm talking to those that hear but do not. But you want to talk about specifics as to what's going on globally? Here, let me bring you over to France. This is a political author, Gerard. It's a really bizarre name. Okay, it's Gerard O. Coleman, and what he's doing is discussing the Paris attacks. And I want you to listen carefully, even listen to what he said about the military-industrial complex, okay? Again, and I want you to keep in mind that we're responsible for this happening, and I want you to listen as well, friends, who the French and the Germans take orders from. I want you to listen to this man. Here is Gerard O. Coleman.
Well, let's now talk to political journalist and author Gerard O. Coleman, who joins us from Paris this evening. Thanks very much for joining us again on RT International. You're in the French capital. What's the mood and atmosphere in the city right now?
We're being told that there's a state of war and a state of emergency. We've had this before. We had this in January, and for several weeks we had non-stop sirens and non-stop chatter on the radio about the threat from radical Islam and terrorist groups and so on. And so we're having a kind of a replay of that, but it has been, I think, accentuated, and we're going to have an intensification of the media campaign, which is essentially a propaganda campaign to make people in France fear Muslims. We need to be clear about the origin of the war on terror. The war on terror is, I quote, orchestrated from abroad. These are the words François Hollande used to describe this terrorist attack. Well, the attacks that have been continuing to destroy Syria, to massacre its population, have also been orchestrated from abroad. They were orchestrated by NATO, and they've been carrying these attacks out against the civilian population of Syria for 4 years now. And this is a terrorist campaign that is also orchestrated from abroad. And people in Europe need to understand that there is a war that is becoming global, that is being waged against civilian populations in particular. It is a form of neo-imperialism and neo-colonialism, which aims to divide and conquer European and Middle Eastern and African and the world's population, for that matter, and to make them submit to a global order that does not serve the interests of most of the people on this planet, but that does serve the interests of a very few ruling elite, very small, tiny, and particularly tyrannical ruling elite. There is no war on terror. There is a war that is being waged using proxy groups, terrorist proxy groups, and they are being used against nation states who are resisting U.S. and Israeli hegemony, and they are also being used as a means of disciplining the workforces in Europe in a period of mass unemployment and austerity, you now have terrorist attacks being committed by terrorists funded, armed, and trained by Western intelligence agencies. There is no such thing as ISIS. ISIS is a creation of the United States. We know that from official sources of the U.S. military themselves. Declassified documents from the Defense Intelligence Agency have confirmed that. And the French are now, the French government is now attempting to drum up support for more military intervention in Syria. And what they want to do is they want to get in on the game. The game is almost lost. The Russians have routed much of the Islamic State. You now have Islamic State militants coming into Europe disguised as refugees. That will destabilize Central Europe. And the French government wants to get in on the game in Syria and prop up those so-called moderate rebels. There are no moderate rebels, of course, in Syria. There are Al-Qaeda and ISIS militants, terrorists who have been beheading people, eviscerating people, absolutely creating chaos and genocide right across the region, and this does not serve the Syrian people or anyone other than Western corporate elites and their geopolitical interests.
Listen carefully.
What France to do now in the light not only of Friday's terrorism, but 10 months on from Charlie Hebdo? It's not going to ease up on what it's doing, is it?
No. Much depends on how the French public will react. We are being bombarded now with a media propaganda campaign. It's just non-stop talk where we're told not to go out in the street. We're supposed to be fearful and keep quiet and so on. I think there is going to be a campaign against dissidents in France. They're very worried about the new media that has emerged in recent years, and they are very worried about the alternative media. So I think there you will see, we saw this actually after the attacks in January, you will see a conflation of terrorism and dissidents. So one of the tools which the mass media uses to discredit any kind of rational questioning of the established order, and particularly the war on terrorism, is to deride those who would question the war on terrorism as conspiracy theorists. And I think you're going to see a crackdown on so-called conspiracy theorists and websites that actually publish rational and honest analysis of what is happening. So you're going to see more of that type of intellectual terrorism, which is already at a boiling point in France. I mean, it's got to the point now where you have professors in universities who are being intimidated. You have school teachers who are basically being fired for even suggesting that there may be a link between French imperialism and terrorism. There was one case recently, for example, of a school teacher who almost lost his job when he suggested there might be a link between French foreign policy and terrorism. Oh. So we are going through a period of deep intellectual terrorism. And of course, these random terrorist acts, which are a form of low-intensity civil war, I think that the current crisis, the refugee crisis, which is really a form of coercive engineered migration, because it could have easily have been prevented, this form of coercive engineered migration is going to make this a lot worse, and it is going to create the conditions of civil war. It is a natural consequence, of course, of globalization, of financial capitalism. This is essentially what it leads to. I mean, it leads to a breakdown of society. And the only way in which they can kind of keep everybody down is by a policy of divide and conquer. So you're going to see a situation where you've got a very much a Wahhabized working class in France. They're being Wahhabized by the allies of the French political elite, the Saudis and the Qataris. They're building Wahhabite mosques all over the place. And that is going to Wahhabize the youth, and they're going to be then used as pawns, if you like, in much bigger geopolitical wars, wars, proxy wars against Russia, proxy wars against Iran and the Middle East and so on. And that is going to create massive social unrest. It's going to divide working people against each other. And the only people who are going to actually benefit from this are the war contractors, the military, industrial, media, intelligence complex. So in whatever way you look at this, I don't know who exactly did committed this attack and this atrocity, but the real people who are responsible, whether directly or indirectly or consciously or unconsciously, is the French government, because they have been complicit in terrorism in the Middle East and all over.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we're going to come right back. after this break. Folks, if you'd like to call in, final segment coming up, folks. But I just want to say, I hate doing this. I told you so. This was just Friday. Folks, did he not just outline in detail everything to a T that we've been talking about over the last how long on this radio program concerning terror? And folks, the joke is on you and the terror is on you until you deal with those that are committing the acts of terror and hold them responsible.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I know I'm dropping a lot of information on you. Just listening to Gerard Ole Coleman, who's discussing the Paris attacks with RT International. And folks, it's one of those situations where it just popped up and someone posted it on a feed and I started to watch it and I said, to a T, this guy is talking about exactly what we have been talking about. And it's interesting, folks, notice what he said. Who's profiting from all of this? Well, who's benefiting from all of this? The military industrial complex. We were warned back in the 60s from President Eisenhower to beware of the military-industrial complex. For those that want to know why maybe John F. Kennedy was shot and killed, if you ask those that are coming forward now, because a majority of the people that were responsible for blowing his head off like a dog in the street for the world to see, said the FBI director, you might want to know that it wasn't to do with anything outside of the fact that John F. Kennedy was willing to pull our boys back from Vietnam, where trillions of dollars were made. Keep in mind the day he was shot, the day after, Johnson reversed his orders. So again, if you want to know who's responsible, who gained from the assassination? But again, there's the military-industrial complex. What was the methods that they were using over in Paris? Same thing that they're doing here through this criminal in the White House. Divide and conquer. Using the young people to proxy wars. What are we seeing almost on a weekly basis? The state-controlled narrative is to go and find a group of people, give voice to them, even though that there's no support for those people, just like behind Hitler, there was no support if people would have took the time to pull the curtain back, but they did it not, and their country was destroyed along with millions and millions of people because they allowed the criminal to do what he willed. At will. But again, friends, same exact thing happening over in France. Hey, by the way, what did he say about who's given orders to France and Germany? America is. America is giving orders, friends. Wow. Who's profiting from this? Who's the creation of what's taking place on a global scale? Well, just look no further than to George Bush. He was the one that called it. He's the one that said over and over, folks, go online. You know, he was talking about how these journalists, what they'll do is they'll demonize independent media resources as the problem. Why? Because they're calling them out for what they are and who they are and who's responsible for what's going on. And what did he say? He said they're labeling them as conspiracy theorists. Well, folks, I want you to remember what I told you some time back. I had a guy, I'm young, I'm not an old man yet, I'm catching up with the wise. But interestingly enough, I was online. We were talking about the very topic of terror. The global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. And he had posted, he said, Bradley, it's interesting because 50 years ago, he said, I was called a conspiracy theorist for actually calling out what the government was doing. He said, 50 years later, he said, I can see it's not a theory at all. He said, I'm living now in that world that I was warned would come if we failed to do nothing about it. And folks, that's exactly what's going on here in this country. But the state-controlled narrative is to go along with the military complex because those are the ones that are benefiting from it. You're seeing these representatives, President Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, many others, your representatives in this country, and then even going globally, they're trying to defend and justify Islam. Folks, when in fact the victims are the ones that are condemning the crimes, they're justifying the representatives are the crimes. Well, the victims are condemning. Why? Because it shows you who's fronting for what's taking place here again. Going back to George Bush Sr., one more time, friends, his daddy was Prescott Bush, friends. Go do your homework so you know when the state-controlled narrative calls anybody out as a theorist that it's online, you've done your homework, it's factual, and remind them that facts are stubborn things, okay? Because we also know that truth demands a response. Now, folks, what we need to do is respond to the truth, to those that are committing the crimes and perpetuating the lies. But the global war on terror, again, folks, just go back to George Bush Sr., friends. What did he say? He said over 200, and here, I'll give it to you exactly. George Bush, H.W. Bush, on September 11th, 1991, called for a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. You can go online. We played it on the radio for you over and over and over again. Okay? He said it. I didn't say it. Okay? Mr. Bush went on to declare, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era. Free from the threat of terror, today that new world is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, said George Bush, he said, and we will be. Did you know that Gary Kent said right after September 11, 2001? Who's Gary Kent? The U.S. Commission on National Security, he's the co-chair. He said, there is a chance for the President of the United States, this now being George W. Bush, son of George H.W. Bush. He said, Gary Kent did, there's a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, has been used since. He hasn't heard it. He said, and that is a new world order. And don't keep in mind, Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself, said that anybody that rejects the New World Order are the terrorists. Who is the DHS labeled as terrorist, friends? You. Who is the TSA, when you're traveling, who are they accusing as suspected terrorists? You. They're defending the enemy, folks, to us, to the righteous. And they're creating you to be the enemy to the unrighteous. They're putting darkness for light and light for darkness. Evil for good and good for evil. They're attempting to do that. By the way, for those that did not know a little history here, Adolf Hitler stated, "The only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad." Folks, it is an ideology, it's dangerous, and it's political. You heard what this individual said, Gerard O. Coleman. When he was talking about the Paris attacks, what did he say? They want you to submit to what? They want you to submit to the Muslim religion. Why? Because that's who's behind the face of everything that's going on right now. Folks, it's not Muslims. It's not Muhammad. It's a political ideology to control the people. This is here to enslave the people. And then I go on one more step. Barack Hussein Obama again said the future must not belong to those that slander the prophet Islam. Folks, I didn't say this. I didn't put words into their mouth. This is what's going on in your face 24/7. And who's magnifying ISIS? Who's magnifying, attempting to magnify the terrorists? State control narrative is. Why? Why are representative governments across the globe consolidating power, handing them over to who? The UN. What do you need, America? Let me go back again in history just a little bit. This is Condoleezza Rice under George W. Bush. She said of Joseph Stalin, she said that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. She said terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who is taking control, and why are governments, after these attacks, why are they asking the people to relinquish and forfeit more of their rights and freedoms and give them to governments? It tells you who's behind it, friends. It tells you who's responsible. Remember, Hitler was also responsible for sending brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could what? Play the role of problem solver. And also to use his political enemies as the object of his end aim politically. He would incite his people, and then he would, after they'd find out later on, he was the one responsible for attacking his own Reichstag, then he would get his people to rise up and go after his political opposition. Just like you're seeing in Paris right now. Folks, if you look at what's going on in Paris right now, you can parallel it to a France, to almost to a T, outside of casualties. But you need to wake up and realize what's going on in your country. You need to realize who's responsible for what's going on. Here, I'm going to end the show this way. Because, again, I didn't say it. But I want you to know who said it. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating. He said, the truth is there. He said, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this. Folks, by the way, how many times have they renamed Hamas, Boko Haram, ISIS, ISIL? Folks, this is all here to confuse you. You want to know why? Because they're confused. Again, British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, is on record stating, the truth is there. There is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to what? Drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. Hey, folks, guess who was meeting with the French intelligence officers over in Paris the day before these attacks took place? John Brenner. Who's he? He's the head of the CIA. He's a converted Muslim, friends. You need to wake up, America. It's my job to make sure that you are awakened by the Spirit of Christ. Love you by what we do. Again, folks, you want any information, go online, do your homework, and you can go ahead and give me a high five for telling you the truth. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.